Let's talk to Bruce Williamson, because more bad news if you're a millennial. The UK has apparently pulled out of the Interrail scheme in a dispute over money. It's been going for 47 years. More than 300,000 travellers a year have used it. It's the sort of thing that many young people have done in a gap year when they've decided to travel around Europe for the summer. Let's find out from Bruce just how much of a blow this is going to be. Bruce, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Thanks very much for joining us. I mean, I personally have not done the sort of travelling through Europe on a train, but I know loads of people did, particularly when I was at university all those eons ago. Is this going to be a massive blow for young people?
Well, it's going to be not a massive blow, because Interrail will still carry on. The key is that Britain has pulled out of it.
Right.
So you won't be able to use your Interrail ticket in Britain. And that has knock-on effects for, you know, potential for the tourist industry in Britain, where you have, you know, European visitors who'll just say, oh, I can't use this in Britain.
Are you telling me that all of those nice European youngsters with backpacks won't be coming onto the tube anymore? That'd be great.
Well, you can look at it.
Already rejoicing.
Looking at the big picture, not being selfish. You know, tourism is a big part of the British economy.
Yes.
It's a blow to that.
Yes, indeed. So I suppose what you're saying is that if you want to go and buy an Interrail ticket as a Brit and travel from, say, France to Switzerland to Germany to Italy and all around Europe, you can still do that. But if you're coming from there, your pass will not entitle you for free travel in Britain.
Exactly. In fact, I think you can still use it on Eurostar. So you can get as far as London, but
right.
then the journey ends. And then, you know, you'll have confused passes.
Well, yeah, welcome to Britain. I mean, that's the way it goes at the moment anyway. So this is all down to the good old British railway companies, then, by the looks of it.
It is. The Rail Delivery Group, which is this sort of club of the train operating companies, have decided that they aren't getting value for money out of Europe, of Interrail. And they have an alternative thing called Britrail, I think it's called, or Britpass, or something like that. Can't remember exactly what it's called. It's got Brit in it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a standalone ticket that we sell a lot to the Americans and Canadians. It's a lucrative market there. And that gives you free travel on, unlimited travel on Britain's railways. Interestingly, not the United Kingdom, of course, because Northern Ireland is separate.
Yes. So
there's a Brexit-related issue there as well.
Sure, it's going to be complicated, isn't it? So if you're an American, right, and you're coming over to Europe for the summer, say, or coming to do a junior year abroad as a student, you have to buy about four different rail cards.
Exactly, yeah. So there's no one pass that'll do it for you anymore, or at least when the scheme runs out at the end of the year. So, yeah, you know...
That's a bit stupid, isn't it?
What, sorry?
That's a bit stupid, isn't it?
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, yeah, it's very bad news for... You know, for tourism, for the rail industry, you know, and it seems to be that the, you know, this is a sort of act of selfishness on the part of the train operating companies in this country.
Yeah. And what's their excuse for stopping it? Are they saying it's too expensive? It's not sort of reaping any rewards for them or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've read the press release and it doesn't really give much away. It just says it's not good for us anymore. There are better ways, you know, so that it is primarily a selfish thing, I think. They're looking at their bottom line. And there's a better way for them to make money out of tourists, which doesn't involve, that seamless travel across the whole of Europe.
Well, maybe they'll do what they do to the old homegrown passengers and basically confuse the hell out of them, make it completely impossible for them to work out how the best deal can be bought, and then cancel half the trains when you try to travel.
Well, indeed. It looks like it's going that way. You know, it's an added complication to Europe-wide travel. It's interesting that actually, you know, this has nothing to do with Brexit, but it does have sort of parallels, you know, in the sense of Britain becoming more isolated.
How dare you suggest that? Surely everything has something to do with Brexit, Bruce,
well,
in this
maybe,
day and age. But yeah, I mean, it does seem mad, because apart from anything else, I mean, I was at college with quite a few Americans who came to Bath University to do a junior year abroad, and they were all kind of very au fait with buying train passes for Europe and all the rest of it. But I mean, this will mean they'll have to advertise that, presumably, in colleges in America. They'll have to take on an extra sort of on cost to try and promote something that nobody knows is there.
Indeed, yeah, it's a very good point. You wonder whether in the longer term it will actually work out better for the British train companies. I suspect it might not, you know, because you've added confusion. You know, you've got to publicise the change. It's not as convenient for foreign travellers to come here. So I think, again, it's bad news.
Yeah, it's another sort of kick in the head, really, isn't it, for the consumer of railways in this country. Well, Bruce, thanks very much indeed. So it sounds to me as though it's not so much anything to do with European railway companies, but it's all to do with British railway companies who have all got a little bit greedy. They can't even run the railways properly, but now they're going to tell people, well, if you want to go travelling around here, we are not going to give you access if you have a rail pass that covers the rest of Europe. What a collection of idiots, for heaven's sake. 0344 499 1000.